You are a container carrying content, going to a continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and fix the need and meets the need and provide solution to the need.
So this morning, let's welcome together again to Household of David, Pastor Daniel. I think we should take that song. He taught us the song, he composed the song. I'm sorry, you can't sing the song like Jonah, but we'll try. The part will be, just forgive us. Where is Daisy? Okay, so you taught us what to say. Okay, are you leading yourself? Come, it will take it from you. So you want to take it yourself?
Hallelujah. I want to say, Pastor, thank you very much. Daddy, thank you very much. I thank you for blessing me. There's something you said after the message that comes to me. You said, don't ever say, what will I preach after somebody? My wife looked at me because I was already saying, came over shilling, right? But that statement has encouraged me, sir. Thank you very much for blessing us. That was a powerful Holy Ghost session. And my love for the Holy Ghost was rekindled again. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Pastor and Mama, thank you for loving me. Thank you for believing so much in me. Thank you. Thank you. And Household of David, you know this is my second house now. Let me tell you the truth. Coming here is super exciting to me. Pastor, if you don't invite me, I will come. Whether I'll come and lead prayer, I'll come and sit down, I will definitely come. I mean, Pastor is, that's one man in the body of Christ in Nigeria that I call and pour out my mind to. And he tells me, we can talk for 1 hour. He shares insight with me. He believes so much in my calling, my ministry, my assignment, and he's been a great guide and leader. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. You know, there are some men of God that love you because of what you have or because of what you can offer. But Pastor Shola loves me for me. Yeah, he loves me for me. And I love and honor him too. When I talk about who I love, sometimes I feel like crying, but I'm not going to cry today. So I promise. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Are you ready? Are you ready? And I want to celebrate all the pastors, Pastor Billions of Peters. I've been following you for how many? I want to be your friend. I've been following you for years now. From the day, you know, there was a time the Grace Movement was troubling us in Nigeria. Your post was a deliverer. Thank you. I read everything. Pastor didn't tell you. I asked him, who is this man? I want to meet him. But you give me your number after the service. Hallelujah. So let me celebrate this beautiful lady. The lady sounding my sound. Hallelujah. As is this sounding, as you keep sounding. My team are here. I came with three of them. Brother David, Olatunbo Osun, and my PA Ola. Thank you very much for coming. Hallelujah. Mapariwo sele tumare. Mapariwo sele tumare. Mamokawa vele tumare. Mamokawa vele tumare. Mamujowa vele tumare. Mamujowa vele tumare. Ajeo. Is it my God you are doing this one for? I'm not sure you are ready yet. Do it! Wait!
Remember last year, you were just shouting. Remember, we I just saw the picture now. This one, we will just be dancing. We will just dance up. And everything you are trusting God for. Everything you are trusting God for. This morning, they are going to be released.
Bye.
barrenness. Thank you. Thank you for clearing this debt. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Cabrino Solo Bandesi Bledoso. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bake Bratosco by Calabandesu Zabredesi. Angels of the Lord moving out through this house, addressing issues. Ora baskele brendos kubai kapai na nashataba. The power of God moving through this place, addressing issues, addressing core issues. Kelebratus kapai na namashataba. Hey. Alegra Kaliba Shataba.
In worship.
Oh, Shabara Bada 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 Kora Basata La Branda Barakata Brenda Kopaina.
Praise your name.
Oh, Jesus.
In worship.
Amen. I don't care the challenge you are passing through, and I don't care how long that challenge has persisted. Is it financially? Is it spiritually? Is it in your business? Is it in your health? Is it in your family? Right now, right now, right now, right now, I decree as God's prophet, an end is coming to that affliction. I say an end is coming to that affliction. I say an end is coming to that affliction. Oh God, wherever you hear the loudest amen, I decree an end is coming to that affliction now. I don't care that challenge. I don't care the name of the challenge. I come with a rod of a higher priesthood, and I decree by the power in the name of Jesus, by the authority. Oh, Kalabrataba. I release the angels of the living God upon this house now. Upon this house now. I release the angels of the living God. Begin to fix things. Begin to fix things. Every challenge in your life. Enough is enough. Show me Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering upon the face of the waters. Next verse. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. What happened next? Verse 4. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided light from darkness. The introduction of light is the separation from darkness. Anytime God introduced light, darkness is separated. Sickness is darkness. Affliction is darkness. Challenges not by God is darkness. And what I see God doing now is a separation. How can light and darkness be cohabiting? How can light and darkness be together? I come today as God's prophet, and I decree a division. I decree a separation. I decree a separation. I decree a separation. I decree a division. I decree a separation. I say a separation. Makabaya nakoso moto la bala 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 bala. Hekata barantala basi zakayama nakata. Sekotoba. Lift up your two hands. Oh, si branta balabalaba. Anything in your life that is staying, that is not from God. Oh, anytime the presence of God comes into a place, he said the spirit moved and there was light. And then God divided. Anytime there is a cohabiting and God's presence is introduced, there's a suppression. Now, 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 not tomorrow. There is going to be a separation. Holy Spirit, I don't care what you are carrying. I don't care how long it has been there. Now, now, now. Ushers, just get ready. Now, 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 now. Maybe you were carrying it from your foundation. Now, 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 now. Oh, the angels of the living God here. Mayabas, separation, separation. Let there be a division. Let there be a division. And God divided the light from the darkness. Let there be a division. 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 Everyone carrying one challenge or the other. Everyone carrying a plague. Everyone afflicted, buffeted, oppressed, tormented. Right now, right now, right now. Let there be a division. Whoosh. Mama makaya brandos kolo prana kiasasa. Ekaya da brasasa. All eyes lifted up high. All eyes closed. In the name of Jesus. At the count of 12, you shall light, and there will be a division there. And God divided light from darkness. Light of the world, you step down into my darkness. Oh, kalabarabababababababab. Imalada, okuku barada.
Imalada, okuku barada.
Today is the hand of that darkness. 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 Today is the end of that family darkness. Today is the end of that 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 darkness. Today, 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 today. Today is the hand. 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 Akaya gara balabara sabala katama
yamasa.
Rekosoto balabara balabas. Kaya baras. Ikuta baya katabaya. Oh Jesus. Ayayayaya. Lift up your two hands. At the count of 12, you shall light and begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. And there will be a division. There will be a division. There will be a division. Holy Spirit, let there be a division. Light from darkness. Light from darkness. Light from darkness. One. Light from darkness. Two. When you shout light, you begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. And there will be several divisions here. Three. Ayaka papa papa. Oh, angels of the Lord, begin to move here. Four. Paikapaya nambaratatabaya. Five. Ikataya paranteskia. Six. Etetepaya nakapaba. Seven. Etuskaiba. Get ready, get ready. I see them packing their load and leaving now. Eight. Ayayayayaya. Objects are going to move out of your bodies. Strangers are going to move out. Nine. Get ready, get ready, get ready. They are leaving now. They are leaving now. They are leaving now. Ten. They are leaving now. At the count of 12, you shall light and begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. 11. Ayayayayaya. Get ready. Get ready. 12. Ayaka. Move. Move! 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 Ah! Agagagagagagaba! Go! Asas, help them! Ayayaya manamaha! Elelemaha kemenodo! Yelelelele kemonoka! Aya! Go! 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 Kaya barababa! Rigadagada! Agagagagagada! Agagagaga! Abekaiba! Oh, go! 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 Igadagadaga! Ayaya! Oh! Igadada! Get out! Out! Out!
Yelemeno! Yelemeno! Yelemeno!
Ah!
Yelemeno! Yelemeno!
Go! Ah! Iga da 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 da.
Hey!
Abera ba 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 ba. Iga paya. Out!
Yele le 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 loka.
Barita betwa. Iga de 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 de. Leketi sabaya. Aya! Aya ya 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 ya. Gabara ba 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 ba. Hey! Ayagara balaba, eka papa, eka para papa, eka tatata, si kaba baba baba, yaga tatata, eka tatata, eka tapra kapa papa. Ah! Go! Go! Eba baba 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 shut. Oh Jesus, I see beings walking out of people. Ah, I see beings walking out of people. Afflictions gone, cancer gone, battles over. Ah, amen. I see somebody, you saw like a skeleton walk out of you. Who is that person? I saw a skeleton stand in front of somebody. You saw like a skeleton walk out of you. You saw it. Come on, let me see that person. Anybody like that here? Wave your hands, wave your hand. You saw like a skeleton walk out of you. You saw like a skeleton walk out of you. If you are that person, you are in the auditorium, come. I need to pray with you. I saw like a skeleton standing in front of somebody. Mama. You saw that being, a being, walk out of you. Mary Katab. If you are in the auditorium, walk out to the altar. If you're online, drop it in the comment section. You saw like a being, you saw like a skeleton walk out of you. Make payaba. If you are here, run forward. Shaba Yakata. Hey! Zila baranta kainama. Seta igavara papa. Oh Jesus. I don't know the battle you came here with. Are you the person? Come, come, come. Kaya bara baba. Please. What happened to you? Can I get another mic? Can I get a mic for her? Oh Jesus. You are in service this morning. You felt something walk out of you. A sickness left you. An affliction left you. Just come forward. You came here with a condition, a heaviness, a weight, a lock, and it has disappeared. Just move forward. Many things left people. Many things left people. You came here with an affliction. It disappeared in the course of that declaration. Mama mara papa. You came here with a health condition. It's gone. A growth disappear. Just find your way to the front. I'll take one or two or three and we move. Hey! Keep coming. You came here with a condition. It just got melted. It just got disappeared. An affliction left you. Growth left you. Something walked out of you. I hear division from poverty. I was preaching in a church on two Sundays ago. And I decreed, everything you have lost is returned. And a lady said amen. And ran away from the front of the church to the back. Only for me to see the testimony at the service. That lady has been in debt in millions. And in that service, after that declaration, somebody transferred 8 zeros to her. And said, you have blessed me before, use it for anything. How can somebody came to church a debtor? I am speaking from that auction this morning. I said there is a division. Division from darkness. Every family darkness. Every family affliction. I decree, let there be a division. Hear me. Some of you will leave this service and the things you cannot do before financially. There is a strange breakthrough anointing here. There is the things you cannot do before. Capacity is supplied by the Spirit. Keep checking. Some of you, things are working out of you. Afflictions are working out. Growth working out. Pains flying out. Battles. Let's hear from her. Whoosh. Please have your seat. Mare kapaya katamana.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. When he was praying, I'm at the back.
Amen. Get ready. Get ready. I hear specifically, barren will become fruitful. Oh Jesus. Let me have.
I saw snake come out.
You saw snake come out of you.
And there's a time that you came to upload. I was there then. So it's like maybe last day. You were doing the prayer. You told others, okay, you may not see it now, but later you know that something will come out of your body. So my dream on the night, I just see cockroach everywhere come out of my body. It's like, what is it? Everywhere full for cockroach. I wake up, I was shaking, maybe I will see the cockroach. I didn't say it.
But in the service today, you saw snake walk out
come
of
out.
You. That serpentine affliction. When I was praying for this service, I asked the Holy Ghost, what am I supposed to do here? He said, today is light for deliverance. There have been expositions, there have been great things done here. But today is light for deliverance. Hear me? I don't care the battles you are carrying. By this unction on this house, I say you are free. What is it tying you down to where you came from? What is it tying you down to your battles? What is it tying you down to your past? I decree, I say you are free. Oh, Kapayaba, you are free forever. Never to return forever. Power of the Holy Ghost out forever and never to return in the name of Jesus. What? Let's hear from her. Marakash,
okay, sorry. My neck usually pains me. I don't know, sometimes when I raise up my hand for too long, I just have this pain. And then after church yesterday night when I was going home, I just felt this sharp pain. And this morning, so I was like, okay, it's gone in the name of Jesus. It's gone in the name of Jesus. But all of a sudden, when we pray, what happened?
You can't put it.
I just said, it's my thighs, the Holy Spirit. And then I don't know, I just started screaming.
How long have you had that affliction?
I don't know. It's like, it just always happens. It comes and goes. Comes
but
and
now
goes.
It is gone forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. What did God do for you?
I have been having this recurrent pain in my...
I'm hearing financial breakthroughs. Yeah. I'm hearing financial breakthroughs. I'm hearing financial breakthroughs. The Lord spoke to me some weeks ago. The Lord said, this year is the year of properties. Sir, I told my wife, I said, God told me this year is the year of properties. So, prophet told me, Allah Yobi called me. He said, Peter, then what is God telling you? I said, God said properties. He began to scream. He was screaming. He said, Daniel, every of my friends in all the continent called me and told me, God said, this year, properties. As I was speaking now, God said, tell them. Hear me. Deals will come in a way that will shock you. Now, lands you didn't buy. Houses you did not build. Deals that are coming cheaply. Ayagaba. Anywhere you desire it, this year, this February, except I didn't hear God, this February, receive your properties. What is, please have your seat.
Left my body and
like
a hand, like something left. You were saying something was leaving. Yes, I felt like something left my body. Like then I heard you are healed. That was like
and the pain dissolved.
Yes,
and never to return forever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of. What did God do for you, sir?
So I've been having ulcer pain for the past 1 week. It's been consistent. And then I came here with the same ulcer pain. But when you were praying and then I shouted, I felt like I drank cold water.
Like you drank cold water.
Everything just...
It is the water of the Spirit. And it meant never to return forever. In the name of Jesus.
There's this particular pain I have here. And a while ago, I still told my friend that I'm feeling something immediately. I'm not even feeling anything again.
You
no
can
pain.
Never feel it again.
No pain.
It is gone forever. Many of you will go for tests and what the doctor saw, they will see again. Last week, Monday, a guy was sharing the mom of one of my mentees had cancer. And he said the cancer has spread all over some of the part of her tummy and they were going to remove her womb and all that. And he messaged me, said, Pastor, today is surgery. I said, they won't find it.
Amen.
I mean, no, not in Jesus' name. You know, police don't say stop in the name of the IG. By the time you see uniform, you respect yourself. Are you with me? I said, they won't find it. And the guy was angry. The pastor doesn't care. They can't even call and pray. I said, my mom has cancer. They want to remove her womb. They can't even call. They can't pray. They can't even say in Jesus' name. They can't even do voice note. They only said they won't find it. So they opened her up. They could not find it. Whatever the enemy planted in your body, I said, we will not find it again. I said they will not find it. They will not find it. They will not find it. It is gone. Oh, sir. What did God do for you, sir?
Sir, this year is going down to 6 good years.
Six years.
I've been struggling from seizures that no one knew where it came from.
We've been to almost all churches in Nigeria, aside from Mountain of Fire. But the last place we got to was the Babalawo. And what did he say? Allow your son to serve God. And as we came down here, from the morning, I couldn't even come here, I had to check down. But what did God say? Out of me shall flow rivers of living water. You are set free in the name of Jesus. They've been saying they want to kill me in the family, they want to destroy me, but till now, it's unconscious at night. I tend to kill myself, hit my head on the wall, or even destroy anybody that is with me. But the Lord has said, I am set free.
Hold my hand. That affliction of seizure, out forever. In the name of Jesus, I kill it from the root. Never to return. Never to return. Never to return. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Celebrate Jesus. Well, hallelujah. I don't care the challenge you are facing, though. But what did I say? I don't care. Now, we are not concerned about what we face. We are concerned about how we can face it. There is something that can face what we are facing. That is what I'm concerned about. And that person is called the light. No, don't give darkness attention. It will give you direction. When you give darkness attention, it gives you what? Direction. You know when the house is dark, and you're not being like this. The darkness is telling you, you are not like, hey. And suddenly something tell you there's a small snake there. You're not in the room. But the darkness is giving you direction. But if you are like me, shut your eyes and don't put it and move. Have you tried it before? That even in a dark place, if you shut your eyes and open it, you see where to go to. Hello, shut your eyes to the darkness and open to light. Darkness should not be giving you direction. I am not concerned about the darkness. When there was a chaos, God didn't talk to darkness. Genesis 1:1-3. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. The question is, how can what God creates be without form? But we'll go there another day. Said, and darkness was on the face of the deep. So there's God saw the darkness, he kept quiet. He introduced something. Said, the Spirit of God. Darkness persists because you are not spiritual. Darkness persists because you don't understand to switch to spirit. He said, the Spirit of God over upon the face of the waters. Then what did God do? Next verse. I thought God would come and say, darkness, kill on Shembi. Darkness, why did you come? I was shocked. What did God do? And God ignored darkness. Ooh. God did not recognize darkness. The challenge is that you have given devil too much attention. Go what here? You have given, I'm 34, no man. Go what here? I don't have job. Go what here? I mean, God is saying, don't talk about it. It's insignificant. It takes two people to fight. Somebody is fighting, you are looking. You are mad. Yeah. What will happen? You will keep quiet. It takes two to fight. Boy, you want show one, don't show. You are now also replying. We are not fighting. God ignored darkness. You are not significant here. What did God do? He said, let me introduce what is serious. And God said, let there be light. Darkness felt ashamed, fed, battered, scattered, tormented. How will you see me? Darkness is king until light shows up. Or let me say, darkness looks like king until light shows up. Because the guy is never king. God ignored darkness. God said, let there be light. What happened? And there was light. For every condition of your life, what should you introduce? Shout it. Shout it. Let me remove that. Hallelujah. What should you do? For every area of your life, what should you introduce? God didn't say, let there
be light for the earth. Meaning light is light, whether finance or marriage. Are you with me? Never say my spiritual life and my financial life. My life is my life. Every area is covered under life. And that life is the life of God. So I have one life. And that life is powered by light. Are you here? So when I release light, finances know it. When I release light, marriage knows it. When I release light, my head knows it. Somebody shall light. And God said, let there be what? What was the response? Why did light respond? Because the person calling light is the owner of light. Now, what happened to darkness? Darkness by itself disappeared. The reason why you have not encountered the real deliverance is that you were facing the darkness. Any darkness you face magnifies itself. Because actually, darkness itself is not real. So, it makes you feel, I am here. Glory to God. Growing up, how many of you experienced a dark room? They say, Odudu is here. Okay, when they bring light, where is Odudu? The Odudu disappear. That is it. It doesn't exist. It's false expression appearing real. False expression. That's what they call fear. False expression appearing real. Never existed. Never existed. So the solution to that thing that doesn't exist is what? Introduction of light. So God came. He said, let there be light. And light came. And darkness by itself disappeared. Can I prophesy over your finances? Can I prophesy over your health? Can I prophesy over your life? I say, let there be light! 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 Please sit down. You are helpless until there is light. You are down until there is light. You remain weak until there is light. You remain oppressed until there is light. The challenges of your life can only respond to light. Because even when God had a problem, what did he do? So if God introduced light to his own problem, why would you introduce crime? Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Let's see. Except you don't believe the Bible. No. 1 verse 1. In the beginning. Who? Who? Is he Adam? Is he Eve? Is he Abraham? Who? God. What did God do? Created the heavens. So meaning God did investment. Verse 2. The investment crashed. Oh. Are you here? How can what God did, if it is your geo, you say it's a man. If it's your God's general, you say maybe he committed a sin. If it's your man of God, you say maybe there was an error. But and the earth that God created was without form and void, then darkness was upon the face of the deep. This is God. God did something. Don't be deceived. Whatever God asks you to do, darkness can show. But don't bother about darkness. Darkness always have one antidote. So when God saw that what he did was already destroyed, what did he do? Verse 3. He came. What did God do? God said, then God said, let there be light. Simple question. Let's go back again. Who created the heavens? Who created the earth? Who was in charge? God. What happened to it? Darkness came. So when God's work was disrupted, what did he do? He wept. He cried. He went on Twitter. He went to rant on Twitter. He went on Instagram. He did a video. He went on TikTok.
Abolong si online. Hallelujah. God went on Snapchat. You know some people when they have problems, you know their status. This world, there's a problem. You now see quotable quotes. They become motivational mama. By the time you read this status, you know there's a problem. Next thing, I just feel like being alone. If you want to be alone, why are you telling us? Actually, you wanted us to call you. I just feel like being alone now. We now call you. How are you? Say nothing, nothing, nothing. Talk to me. Okay, okay. Actually. So from the ranting, you now see some smiling. By the smiling, you know they are not smiling. You know. But when God, he didn't even call Michael. He didn't call for a meeting. He didn't call Gabriel. What did he do? And when God came, he saw what he did was already in chaos. He said, let there be light. Simple question. Who is your father?
Oh, my Baba, leave me.
Okay. You know your father? Except you are a bastard.